I think the disciples had a good question there. They were wondering, why does the Lord speak to all the people with these parables? They probably thought to themselves, couldn't it be better if he just explained things directly? I think that's kind of our mentality as well. We probably wonder, why does he have to tell a story to illustrate his point? And then in this gospel, it's kind of confusing because it seems like the Lord is saying, you know, they're going to listen with their ears, but they're not going to understand. They're hard of hearts. So it is kind of a little confusing this morning, this parable, if you try to follow it. Not so much what it means, but the fact that he speaks to them in parables. I think it has something to do with the fact that the disciples are a privileged group. They're privileged because they're able to listen to the Word of God, to Jesus Christ himself, who is God. So I think that's maybe the point that our Lord is trying to make. How fortunate you are. There's people that wanted to see you and hear you for centuries and were not able to do it. But now you can do it. Now you can hear. So we're present. We're present-day disciples of our Lord. So I think that applies to us as well, that we're very privileged to be able to hear the Word of God, to listen to it, take it into our hearts, and produce the fruit that God wants us to produce. I don't know, sometimes maybe we don't appreciate who we are as disciples of our Lord. And maybe that's the point that we should try to get from this gospel, how important it is that we are members of his body, that we can listen to him here at the church, and not only that, but that we can actually receive him in Holy Communion. So let's take a moment to reflect a little bit on the parable itself. What is our Lord saying to us, and who are we? What kind of soil are we? That's really the question I think that we can ask ourselves. I think probably most of us would like to think that we're the good soil, we're rich soil, that when the Word of God is given to us, we listen to it, and then we bear much fruit. I think, and hopefully, we are trying to be good soil. But there's always the possibility that our soil is not that good. It's always the possibility that we're kind of fickle, that our roots don't go down very deep, that whenever the sun comes up, as it were, the seedling begins to die. Whenever there's any kind of difficulty or hardship, we have these doubts in our mind. Does God really hear me? Is God really listening to me? Do I really matter to God? I think that's the first illustration our Lord gives of the seed that falls on the path and the birds come and eat it up quickly. It's because there's no root there. Or are we sown in rocky soil? Is our soul kind of filled with rocks? Rocks that prevent the seedling from growing? What kind of things could be rocks? Maybe it's our doubts, our fears, not trusting in God, being difficult, hard of hearts. Maybe those are the things that our soil is made up of. Or are we seed that's sown into thorns? Do we have such a preoccupation for money? We have to make more and more and more. We are never satisfied. We never think we have enough, and we're always afraid that we're going to run out. Is that the thorns that are growing up in our soil, the soil of our hearts and souls, such that it prevents the seed from really bearing fruit? We can ask ourselves these questions We can try to see who we are in the light of this gospel. It's a very beautiful gospel, a very beautiful parable that our Lord tells us today. If we're the rich soil, what does that mean? That means that our souls are completely open to God, that no matter what happens to us, we are still fruitful, fertile soil, that word of God can grow in us. I think of the saints who did prayer, who prayed much, who fasted much, who did good works and good deeds. No matter what happened to them, and God let them suffer very much, many of them, more than we can ever imagine ourselves suffering. But that did not prevent the word from growing in their hearts. As a matter of fact, that made it grow even better. The more they suffered, the more they offered themselves as victims to God, the more fruitful their lives became, such that they're like that city on a hill, can't be hidden. The candle put on a stand so it gives light to all. I think that's what it means to be rich soil. How do we become that? Follow the lives of the saints. Follow their path. Follow the path that our Lord himself laid out for us. Embrace the cross in our lives. Trust in him.